Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 410 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I, of course, are going to talk about college football. You know we are. We're also going to talk about a show on Netflix that we have both loved. So good. And we're going to talk a little bit about all my traveling over the course of the last week. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We did an episode last week that's all about our favorite moments from SNL. And we have an episode coming up next week that's with Kendra Adachi and all about her new book called The Plan. It was such a great conversation. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Last thing. We've mentioned this on Instagram, but our hearts go out to the people who have been affected by Hurricane Helene all across the eastern part of the United States. And we're going to put a couple of links in the show notes just in case you feel led to contribute to some of the organizations that we have supported. So if you or people you love are in that part of the country, just know that you are in our prayers. Alrighty, here we go with episode 410. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, it has just been a lively few days in the world of college football. Just not so much for my team, but we don't have to get into that. It's been a lively few days.
But listen, I want to say something. The Mississippi State Bulldogs, I'm going to say, y'all held your own for
we did. That is true.
For well over three quarters of a team, whether they deserve it or not, that was ranked number one in the nation on their home field. And so yes. I have to say, I think it was kind of interesting to see. I mean, I think it takes time to find an identity as a team, but I think y'all, you know, are figuring some stuff out. I think you didn't get blown out. I mean, I think that they went in. I mean, the Longhorns, I think, were a 5-touchdown favorite. So I'm just going to say, you know, kudos to y'all for going into a tough environment and playing pretty well.
Well, we covered the spread, right? Yeah. So, And I'm not a betting person. I don't really even know what the words I just said meant.
Yes.
I know that there were people who expected Texas to score a lot more points than they did. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. I think it says something about Jeff Levy and the job he's doing, that the guys went into an environment like that and played as hard as they did.
Yeah.
Especially when we had a quarterback who was brand new for us, mm-hmm. Michael Van Buren, and he really came in and did a really good job managing what he needed to manage. And so I think at the very least, what I can take away from that game is that the players haven't given up on Coach Levy, and Coach Levy hasn't given up on those players. And I feel like a lot of state people, it's been funny on social media, what I've seen over the last week is everybody has said essentially like, hey, this is not going to be our best year. It's okay. Yeah. We're going to support our team.
Yeah.
So I was really proud of what they did on Saturday. I'm not a big moral victory person, but I will say, like, I honestly thought the score was going to be 56-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
So, and we were in that game for over three quarters. It was just at the very end, you know, Texas got ahead a little bit. So
listen, and if you think I didn't want to pull out a cowbell that I don't own and start ringing it, I sure did.
Let's talk for a second about the Kentucky and Ole Miss game, if we could. If we could just talk about that for a second, which I know, like, back at media days, our friend Cole said, when we were saying, we were at supper one night, and we were like, okay, who's really good? Mm-hmm. Tell us who's really good.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, listen, I think Ole Miss is really good. He said, but I do think that they could overlook Kentucky and Kentucky might get them early in the season.
Uh-huh.
And so when Kentucky won that game, I texted Cole, who, by the way, was trying to do his professional job.
She was in the booth in Austin.
In Austin, trying to call a ball game.
Yeah.
And I texted him, was like, you called it. You called it.
Mm-hmm.
He totally
yeah.
called it.
Yeah.
So
he did.
I'm going to say today, I saw one of my favorite things I've ever seen, just because, you know, we all lose our minds a little bit in relation to our teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a clip that showed up on Twitter of two Kentucky guys. I guess they were students. And it was the moment when Ole Miss was going to try to kick a field goal at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys started to blow like the wind towards
yeah.
the television, like he was going to create some wind. And the other guy brought in a tower fan. And in all seriousness, like the other guy was like, put it on high, dude, put it on high. And he turned that tower fan on high. And when that ball missed, they went bananas.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought, well, that's a play from a playbook I didn't know about.
Yeah.
But I'm delighted to know, you know, I feel like mm-hmm. I learned something and all yeah. that.
To mm-hmm. keep a fan nearby, keep that's a right. fan.
But just, you need every tool at your disposal in moments like that. I just thought they were really industrious.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was a big game.
It worked out well. And thoughts and prayers for that Ole Miss player that went down with that horrendous injury. I mean, y'all.
Listen, I try to be very charitable towards
I know you do.
I have a lot of friends who love them and have loved them for a long time. Also have a lot of family members who have matriculated. Yes, I just said matriculated at that university. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Nobody likes to fake an injury like they
mm-hmm,
did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah. when Jackson Dart, who, by the way, wore a set when they were doing the Walk of Champions this week, Jackson Dart had on a hooded set that I would 100% buy from Amazon yeah. if it were available. It was a quilted wonder what he was mm-hmm. wearing.
Uh-huh.
When Jackson Dart told that running back, like yeah. essentially he motioned to him like, no. And it was Matt Jones was the running back. Like, you get down.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, just out here in broad daylight. Saying, yeah. Fall out. Just act like yep. you got to fall out.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm going to say, come on, Coach Kiffin. Let's not make that part of your playbook. But it 100% is. And what made me so mad is that he called that out when one of our players got hurt during our game last year, where he said some very uncharitable words to that young man who was legitimately injured. And
if
so,
you think Melanie Schenkel forgot that, you don't know her at all, Lane
no,
Kiffin.
I'm sorry.
She didn't file that away to pull back out for such a time as this. You don't know her at all.
Mm-hmm. You know that I did. 50% Sicilian is what I'm telling you. And so I don't forget. I don't forget. I don't forget about DeShazer Everett. I don't forget about targeting. I don't forget about unkind things that a head coach says about a player that's injured, because don't throw stones when you live in that glass house, because
that's
Ole
right.
Miss does that over and over and over again. So I'm going to say, here's what, you know me at this point in the season, what I like when I look at my team and go, and listen, we beat Arkansas, we beat the Razorbacks. Thank you, Jesus. That was the last game in Jerry World. I can't
yes.
even tell you how glad I am that that stadium is no longer a place that we have to go. Not that I ever went. And at the end of the day, we won 12 out of 13 games against the Arkansas Razorbacks. So I bet Arkansas hates that stadium and that game worse than we
no
do,
doubt.
If
no
that's
doubt.
Possible, uh-huh. you know, but, Caroline went. She did say that she felt like the Arkansas girls really brought it in terms of their wardrobe and their outfits.
I appreciate it. I respect yeah. it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all know that I have been kind of on a health journey to figure out new things. And so today I want to tell you about Lumen. What is Lumen? Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs. It gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, your workouts, your sleep, even your stress management. Here's how it works. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning. I keep mine on my bedside table, and you'll know what's going on with your metabolism, whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. And then Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you know exactly what's going on in your body in real time.
and Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. Here's the thing, I didn't think about my metabolism for years because I didn't have to, but then everything changes. And the thing is your metabolism is your body's engine. It's how your body turns the food you eat into fuel that keeps you going. And your metabolism is at the center of everything your body does. So optimal metabolic health translates to a bunch of benefits, including an easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, better sleep. These are all things that I have really been working on. The other thing I love is it can track your cycle as well as the onset of menopause. It adjusts your recommendations to keep your metabolism healthy through hormonal shifts so you can keep up your energy and stave off cravings, which is so important over the course of a day or a week or a year to really make a difference in your health. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, go to lumen.me/bigboo to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/bigboo for 15% off your purchase. Thanks, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode of the Big Boo Cast.
So there's that game. We won our game. But I look at our season and I'm like, you know, I don't know. We play Missouri this week. We'll see what happens. They're a top 10 team. Do they deserve to be top 10? I don't know. But I'm just saying what I like at this point in the season is the chaos. I like
100%.
I like the chaos. You know what I mean? So when Ole Miss went down to Kentucky and I'm like, and Mark Stoops said it, like, you know, when they lost by 1 point to Georgia, he's kind of like, it wasn't a fluke. Like, we're a good football team. And I'm like, I do think Kentucky is a legitimately good team.
I do too.
Which I don't know. So it's just going to be interesting to see what happens. But I think we need to back up because I'm going to say the other thing that happened was Thursday night's game between Virginia Tech and Miami.
Okay. I'm with you for this. Yes.
Okay. Did you see the end of the game? Have you seen it?
I did not. No, I didn't see it.
So Virginia Tech, Miami. Well, Virginia Tech was ahead most of the game. It was the whole thing. It came down at the last minute. Miami scored to go ahead. Virginia Tech drives down the field. They essentially throw a Hail Mary pass into the end zone the last minute. It was very, you couldn't tell what happened, but all the players came down. Well, on the field, the refs called it a touchdown. And then they were like, we're going to review it. And they go to the booth, and what I'm going to say happened based on what I saw was that somebody from the ACC office called and said, hey, y'all, we can't have Miami, our ACC team, lose their top 10 ranking, and they reversed the call. But by reversing the call, what I'm going to say is the ruling is, unless there's incontrovertible evidence or whatever that they made the wrong call, you can't change it. And you didn't, there, from what we saw, there was not enough evidence for them to overturn the ruling on the field. So I feel like Virginia Tech got robbed.
Oh, this is scandalous.
It was scandalous. Yeah, I'm just going to say, listen, I don't have a dog in that hunt. I don't really care who wins. I mean, I probably was cheering for Virginia Tech because they're, again, chaos. I like to see top 10 teams go down.
Sure.
But if I can't be one, then I would like to see your season also ruined.
Which I believe is really what Jesus would say. Don't yes. you? I mean,
that's what I'm just following the Lord. I'm just.
That's it. Now, I was excited about the Georgia-Alabama game.
Yeah.
I was happy that it was happening and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got a huge kick out of Miss Terry Saban.
Oh,
being
so
the guest
good.
Picker on game day.
Mm-hmm.
I have a side eye related to that I'll save for when we get to side eyes.
Okay.
But I loved the whole game day thing. I love the dynamic between Nick and Terry Saban, you know, mm-hmm. because I know them so personally and all.
Yes.
But I was unprepared, one, for Alabama to just, I mean, they just got out there and just scored, which
yeah.
I was so impressed by that. And it continues to amaze me how Kalen DeBoer has managed to avoid the pitfalls you might think are inevitable when you take over a job from the literal GOAT, you know,
yeah.
from the best that's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But golly, he seems to have created his own deal there
yeah.
in terms of the team culture.
Yep.
But the end of that game, Alex and Jackson were at our house this weekend, but they mm-hmm. had gone to watch that game. They'd gone back to their fraternity house to watch it and then came home like when it looked like it was all but inevitable that Alabama was going to win. They came back yeah. to the house. Alex walks in the back door right when Georgia scored.
Yeah.
And so, and went up by a point. And so, you know, it's just chaos. And I was like, hey, Georgia just scored. They're up by a point. And he was like, what? He dropped his stuff on the floor. He came around the corner. He sat down. And then just like seconds later, Jalen Milroe throws that pass to Ryan Williams and Alabama goes up. I don't know. I cannot even imagine how loud that stadium was.
No.
Like, that had to be like y'all when y'all beat Bama. Like, it just, I mean, hysteria. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Because it was, because their faces when Georgia scored, because it really was like, it was kind of the first half. Like, Perry and I sat and we watched the first half. And then it seemed like, well, this is going to be such a blowout that, like, by the time we got to the third quarter, I mean, I was reading a book. He was on the computer looking at stuff. You know, we were kind of doing our, and then all of a sudden you start paying attention again and you're like, oh, so Georgia's okay. They've scored 15. And then then we were like back in it. And so, man, I felt for Georgia because, I mean, good for them for not quitting. Cause I mean, I think a lot of teams would be like, this has just gotten out of hand, but they fought back. I mean, they were in it. So
It was a great game because if somebody gets down like that, like Georgia did, it is fun to watch them fight back just little by little by little. And then suddenly you're like, oh, they're a touchdown away from being in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly they get that touchdown. So I don't know. I loved it. I felt like, you know, I started the day with the Ole Miss Kentucky game and then ended the day with Georgia and Alabama. And then in between, the Bulldogs did not get blown out by the Longhorns. And so it felt like a really good football Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know if you have any side eyes for the week, anything that you have some thoughts about. Please share.
Okay, so if you've been listening for any amount of time, I feel like you know how much Sophie and I love Maya Chia skincare products. I feel like from the time I discovered them, I was like, what is this magic? Sophie and I both love their products. Their products have truly transformed our skin, and now they're bringing that same formulation brilliance to hair care with the powerful scalp and hair treatment serum and the main agent molecular bond repair. I have been using the powerful treatment for a month now, and I can already see such a difference. My hair feels thicker and stronger. I've been pairing it with the main agent, which has been amazing for repairing my damaged hair without weighing it down. I feel like since menopause, my hair has been so much drier and more damaged, but both of these treatments together have made amazing changes. The powerful treatment is packed with amazing ingredients like multiple peptides and collagen and other high quality things. They all work together to promote thicker, denser, and stronger hair, which is what I feel like we all want. And then the main agent uses a combination of chia seed extract and other things to strengthen weakened hair and offer future protection. But here's the thing, it's all lightweight. It doesn't weigh your hair down like so many of these products do. The powerful treatment supports overall scalp wellness, which is so vital for healthy hair growth. To me, one of the biggest benefits I've noticed is the improvement in my hair thickness and density. It feels so much fuller, and I had been losing so much hair. And I also love how the main agent actually repairs hair damage from the cortex to the cuticle, but without leaving any residue. It's lightweight, and my hair is bouncy, and it has volume. I love these products. If you haven't had the chance to try them, now is the time. Head over to Maya Chia and check out the powerful scalp and hair treatment in the main agent. And if you go to MayaChia.com and type the code BOO15 at checkout, you'll save 15%. Maya Chia has brought their skincare smarts to hair care. We could not be happier. We are cheering them on. You will love these products. So give your hair the love it deserves with the powerful and the main agent. You will not regret it.
Number one, I've already talked about it. It's the Virginia Tech officiating. I just felt like that was really questionable. I'm like, if that's the rule, like, and did it look like a touchdown on the field? I don't know, but that's what they called it. So I think the rules are the rules is what I'm going to say. So that was my other, I'm going to tell you about that. My other side eye goes to one coach, Hugh Freeze, is who my other side eye goes to.
Tell me more, Melanie.
I'm just going to say I've never seen somebody do less with more is what I'm saying. And I lived under the Jimbo Fisher regime is what I'm saying.
Also, Dennis Franchione.
Yes, thank you. Also,
Mike Sherman. I've lived under some rough football times, but I'm going to say Hugh Freeze. I don't know what is going on there, but it's not good. It's not good. I mean, y'all had that game. I don't know how you ended up blowing that game. I just have a lot of questions as to what is going on there. And I would say that if I myself were an Auburn fan, I would be ready to see that particular coaching era come to a close. That's what I'm saying.
You know, there have been times when, as a state fan, and you know this because you have walked through this with me, mm-hmm. but there have been times when I have thought, Dan Mullen, would you come back to us? Would you come back to us, Dan Mullen? Mm-hmm. And I had told several people over the weekend that I feel like that some of the Auburn fans at this point are like, Gus Malzahn, we did not know what we had in you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know? Mm-hmm. It's something. And there was some video somewhere, who knows where I saw it, of Auburn students leaving the game. And I've never seen faces like it just looked like there needed to be sad trombones.
Yeah.
In several different places to Mm-mm. accompany them out Mm-mm. of the stadium. So
no, it did not appear to be the loveliest village on the plains on Saturday is what I'm going to say.
And it is such a delightful place. And that was tough. That was tough.
That was tough.
Okay.
So what about you?
My side eye goes to none other than our good friend, Pat McAfee, for this very reason. Listen, he found a way, and David and I were watching it together, and so I had a witness who confirmed with me that this happened several times, but the number of times he referenced when they were doing the picks for Saturday,
I know what you're going to say.
Referenced that he had gone to dinner at the Sabins. He found a way. Melanie, I could be talking about a trip I took in 1978, and he'd say, you know, I went to dinner at the Sabins last night. I could talk about how I needed to run by Belk and see if I could find any oyster pearl pantyhose. And he would say, you know, Miss Terry made meatballs last night. Like he worked it into almost every pick. The fact that he had supped, I'm going to use that word.
Yes.
Supped with the Sabins.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It was too much, sir. You get one mention of that. And even then, I'm going to think that you might be doing a little bit of name dropping. But okay, I'm going to let you have it. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, let's do less here. Let's just, you've established it. Now let's let it go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It, for some reason, really got under my skin. Really
no, because it's that you don't like that whole name dropping. Mm-mm. Look what a big deal I am. I'm going to tell you, I noticed that. And what I also noticed, and I get that he wanted to fire up the crowd with his Roll Tide or whatever, but I didn't appreciate that he put Miss Terry in a position where she had to worry about him falling off that chair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
He had to stand up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, let Miss Terry have her moment there mm-hmm. on the stage. And I'm like, and she's probably a little nervous enough, and then she's got to worry about you falling off the chair. I don't know. I wasn't really a fan. I wasn't a huge fan. So
what about, do you have any ICUs for the week?
I mean, I think my number one ICU has to go to the Kentucky Wildcats. I mean, I see what you're doing. I mean, I think, listen, am I still very glad that A&M didn't hire Mark Stoops? I am. I'm real glad that we didn't, but I appreciate what he's doing at Kentucky. I think that they looked like a good football team and they beat Ole Miss. So
I have two things about Kentucky this week that I would like to mention. One is that I noted early on, Mark Stoops was working the refs.
Yeah,
I mean, he was working them from mm-hmm. the time that game started. I mean, and I don't know if it just that there was just happened to be a cameraman close by so that we had kind of, you know, an ongoing view for it. But mm-hmm. I got really tickled because he did not miss an opportunity with them. He did not, which I thought was hysterical. And then their quarterback, Brock Vandergriff, which is, by the way, a fantastic name for a quarterback. That mm-hmm. kid, listen, he sacrificed his whole body over and over and over again. You know, I love when I see a quarterback lower his shoulder from time to time. And mm-hmm. that was his whole vibe. I mean, I just got the impression that there was nobody out there who wanted to win more than he did. And I don't know. I appreciated it. So I wanted to mention that, but I have two ICUs. One is Mississippi State went with the all white. And mm-hmm. I have to give some credit to my own team here, because we got to seize victories where we can.
Yeah, 100%.
State went with their all white, with the white jersey, the white pants, and the white helmets with the state script in maroon. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite look of ours. It's my favorite one. I'm also going to tell you, and I said this from the get, Ole Miss needs to get rid of those powder blue jerseys. I don't think they do them any favors. I think when Ole Miss is at home, this is just my opinion, nobody cares what I think. They need their navy jerseys. They need their gray pants with the navy and red stripe. If you want to mix it up, put on your red jersey. But those powder blue jerseys, not a fan of. I like it for baseball. I don't like it for football.
Yeah.
Here's my second ICU. And I saw this early yesterday morning. And I don't know when anything has tickled me more. Dan Mullen, uh-huh. our ex-Mississippi State boyfriend.
Yes.
Puts out a top 25 poll every week. And he put his out yesterday. And every state fan I know picked up on it immediately. What he did was he took Ole Miss all the way out of it.
Oh.
Ole Miss had been, you know, pretty high. I mean, they were number six in the nation. He let them drop all the way out. I don't think that's because Dan Mullen doesn't think they're a top 25 team. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think that's because Dan Mullen was being Dan Mullen and maybe letting a little bit of old bitterness run the show.
Uh-huh.
And I have yet to run into a state person who does not appreciate it. So
listen, I do appreciate it. And I'm going to say, if I had another side eye, and I know we didn't, but I do have some questions about the AP poll, because the Aggies won our game, but we dropped out. Ole Miss loses to an unranked Kentucky, but they only dropped to 12, which I think is real questionable. Like, I feel like I have a lot of questions about where they have different teams ranked.
And I think some years it's almost like all the voters get on the same page early on. And so you mm-hmm. can kind of predict what's going to happen from week to week, depending on who wins and loses. But this year has not been the case. This year it has not felt like anything that if I sat down on Saturday night, I could not predict what the poll was going to be on Sunday morning. So, anyway.
It's been very arbitrary. So I don't know. It just feels like they're just drawing names out of a hat and saying, I don't know, Missouri, let's keep them top 10. I know they went to overtime with Vanderbilt, but let's do it. You know, I'm like, are they a top 10 team? I don't know. So,
well, I will say, and again, I understand what it's like to be upset. I understand that this was a heartbreaking loss for the Ole Miss fans, but I did have to respond to Dan Mullen on Twitter. Not that he cares.
Yes.
But I just mainly feel a need to confess it to you, because I know you have tried to reason with me sometimes when I have missed him.
Yes.
But I did have to say, I see what you did there. It was a little bit of a master class in pettiness.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate it. Listen, I appreciate a little low-level petty every now and then, you know? So especially when it comes to football.
Here's what I love about this time of year. The hottest part of the year is over. The air outside feels a little bit crisp. I love to get in bed at night and be in my coziest sheets with a glass of hot tea and a good book. I didn't think this could be any better, but now it is, thanks to my Boll & Branch sheets. You can build the coziest bed imaginable with Boll & Branch bedding. It's made with the finest 100% organic cotton. I would recommend starting with Boll & Branch's best-selling signature sheets. They feel buttery, they're breathable, they get softer with every wash. I just ordered another set because I want these sheets on my bed all the time. They are the perfect foundation for better sleep, and you can easily add Boll & Branch's bed blankets, their duvets, their quilts without making your bed feel heavy or hot. You know that I am so particular about my sleeping additions. Specifically, I've got to have good sheets that feel silky soft and keep me cool. I had needed new pillowcases, and I love the way the Boll & Branch pillowcases feel. They're soft, they are buttery, they aren't scratchy. They start off that way, and then they get softer with every wash. They have become my new favorites. I always want them on our bed. We got the signature hem sheets in white, and they look crisp and clean, but they feel like sleeping on a cloud. Boll & Branch even offers free design consultations so you can build your dreamiest bed with a dedicated stylist, and they give you 30-night worry-free guarantee with free shipping and returns on all U.S. orders of $100 or more. You can start getting your best sleep this fall with Boll & Branch. Enjoy 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com/bigboo. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com/bigboo for 15% off and free shipping. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So what was going on with the Shankles this weekend besides college football?
Listen, we had a pretty low-key weekend here. I'm trying to think. Friday we actually went. So Perry's godfather, who he's really close to, his wife passed away. And so we had a service for her. But I will say one of the things I loved, her obituary was so lovely. And the they had two grown daughters and grandkids and whatever. But the first line said that she passed away from exhaustion after too much laughter and too much fun. And I just thought that was such a sweet way to say that. And so anyway, so we had that Friday. And then Saturday, Perry ended up, he went down to the ranch. And then I did my normal, like, get up to you know, watch football and such. So there was a lot of that. But I'm going to tell you that I started two delightful things over the weekend that have felt like an embarrassment of entertainment riches.
Oh, I know what one of these is because I have started it too.
You know, the first is Netflix, the new show by Aaron Foster, Nobody Wants This, starring Adam Brody and Kristen Bell. Listen, I can't remember the last time I liked something more than this show.
Same. And all I keep thinking, like, I sometimes I have to rewind it because I go, like, I veer off into this whole thing in my head about how we need more of this. Why is nobody paying attention? We need more of this. We want more of this. This is the kind of thing we like to watch.
So
let's have more of this. It's so good.
It's so good. And to watch, like, two grown people, because, you know, I love a rom-com, and it has led me sometimes to watch, you know, two high school kids fall in love, which is...
which is fine.
It's
got a tiny little endorphin piece, but not much.
And the problem is the older I get, I watch and go, oh, that's sweet for you kids, but y'all are never going to make it long term. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you just know. But there's something about watching two grown people who have been through some things in, like, a real kind of coming together and finding their way and bringing their different lives together and all those complications. And I love everything about it. I think Kristen Bell is brilliant. I think Adam Brody is delightful.
Yes.
The writing is sharp and funny. Like, the dialogue is great. Like, I adore it.
Yeah. There's not a bit of try hard in it, but you know what I mean? Like, it just, it really does, in the strangest way. It feels like you've just gotten to drop in on these two people's lives. And I was not prepared by how charmed I would be by it. I also was not prepared by how many people in it were going to look kind of familiar to me, but I wouldn't be able to remember what I've seen them in before.
Yes.
And so then I have to pause and I have to Google to see what the connection is. But I agree. Adam Brody, I don't know that I have followed Adam Brody's career, really. I've never watched Gossip Girl or anything like that. But which I realized was 20 years ago. But what a charmer. I mean, and seems so normal. He seems so normal. I'm so carried away with it. I'm gonna be so sad when it's over. But I'm so delighted that they made it.
Yeah, me too. And I feel like it's one, like, I can already tell, I'm like, I'm going to watch it again. Like, because it's so sharp and funny. And I'm sure there are things that I missed, but I love it so much. And the thing is, you know, I love the Foster sisters, like Sarah and Aaron Foster, since they were in their show Barely Famous, their reality show that was in the mid 2015-16 era. And so I loved seeing Aaron because she was like, as they were writing this script, it's loosely based on her life and her love story. And so I think that makes it even sweeter, you know, like, just, I don't know, it's just really good and really charming. So that has been a delight this weekend. And I'm real sad because I think I'm probably going to finish it tonight, which I wish I wasn't, but that's where I am. So, but then the other thing is that I started Leanne Morgan's new book, What in the World? I am going to tell you, it is so good. Like, I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know what it was going to be like, but, like, I mean, I adore her. I think she's hilarious, but, like, I've loved reading about her life and her story and how she and her husband met and kind of her early life and growing up. And I had listened to her podcast with Annie Downs, like, I guess last week on my way home from Houston, and loved it. And it made me cry because it's just, you get a deeper glimpse into, like, her faith. And I just think to see her story, there's something really sweet about her being like, it's what in the world? How does a stay-at-home mama from Bean Station, Tennessee end up you know, is this comedian with a thing on Netflix. And it's just like how God paves the way. I don't know. I've really enjoyed her book. I found it really funny and delightful. And she just feels like somebody I would want to sit down and have a cup of coffee with.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad. I have not gotten it yet, but I want to. My backlist right now is significant in terms of what I have to read, but haven't got around to reading. And so anyway, but I can't wait to read it. So it looks like it's so good.
Really good. I've really enjoyed it. So that's pretty much what went on with us. I mean, that we went to church on Sunday, just kind of hung out. So it's been pretty low key. So what about at the Hudson House?
We had, well, really for me, an unexpected kind of weekend, just because I thought I was going to be in Nashville on Friday doing a book event. And as it turned out, because of the hurricane and the weather coming through, and it looked initially like it was really gonna, you know, it could potentially turn left toward Nashville at one point. So we decided to postpone, and now I'm going to do that event later in October. So I didn't expect to be home Friday, but I was. And you know, every once in a while, you kind of get what you didn't know you needed.
Yeah.
And that was this past weekend for me. Like, I don't even know how many times I told David, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be home.
Yes. Yes.
So Friday night, I ended up, decided to cook supper, and Alex and Jackson were coming home for the weekend, and my sister came over. And so I cooked supper, and just, we had a lot of like just visiting time. I had made myself an introvert playlist for the weekend because I knew I was going to get to be home, and I just chopped things. You know how I like to chop things. I just chopped things and listened to my little playlist. I was so happy. I love to get in my kitchen and just make a bunch of stuff. So we did that Friday night. That was great. And then Saturday again, got up, watched Game Day, of course. But I did not leave my house on Saturday. I stayed in pajamas all day. And so there was a point where Jackson and Alex left because they were going to watch the game at their fraternity house. And they also went to play top golf with some friends. And I was in one set of pajamas when they left. And then I was in different pajamas when they got home, but still pajamas the whole time. But we had the best time with them, and just loved, you know, it's fun to have college kids home, but college kids, when it's football season, it's even better because, you know, you just got to get a built-in activity. And Alex really loves pro football, which I don't follow as much, but he's really into pro football. And so even the little bit of time he was home on Sunday, I love being able to talk to him about it because he knows so much more about it than I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So because I had to come here, I'm in Madison, Mississippi right now. But because I was coming here yesterday for an event last night, we went to church at 7:45 Sunday morning. And as we were leaving, as we were leaving, Alex said, that was great, but this is really too early for church.
Yes.
This is too early. So we went early, and then I drove here. Had the event last night, got to see a lot of people that I've known for a long time and have loved for a long time, which was super fun. And so I stayed here today because my next place is Memphis. And, you know, I was going to go to John Mark Enterprises, who was a five favorite a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
I'm going to go and see all, I was just going to spend the day essentially taking all that in, but they're closed the first part of this week while they get ready for their Christmas open house. So when that happened, I thought, well, I'll just stay in Madison another day, do the podcast here. So I'm going to Memphis tomorrow, then Tupelo, then back home Wednesday afternoon, but then I leave Thursday for a wedding. So,
okay, listen, so it's on it. You were on the road.
It's a jam-packed week. But a friend of mine told me about another store, and this is such a Mississippi thing, I feel like. Oh, well, that store's closed. Let me tell you about another store that is also great. It's in Oxford. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to leave fairly early tomorrow morning and stop at this place in Oxford and see what's going on there, and then go on to Memphis.
Okay.
And, you know, and then we'll see. But
listen, you're just making the most of your time on the road.
I really am.
Y'all have heard me talking about AG1 for a while now, but I'm so excited because for a limited time, we have a special offer for you that's a $67 value. If you have ever wanted to give it a try, this is the time. I first gave it a try because I didn't want healthy aging to feel complicated. I was so tired of taking so many different pills and supplements and mixing and matching, but one daily scoop of AG1 covers my nutrient gaps, it supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle, and in just 60 seconds every morning, I'm giving my body what it needs, and I've set up a sustainable habit that I have kept for over a year now. I drink it first thing in the morning before I have my coffee, and I love that I'm covering my nutritional basis to start the day. AG1 contains prebiotics, probiotics, and gut-supporting ingredients to support your digestion. It reduces bloating. It keeps you regular. In a research study, 80% of participants noticed less gas and bloating after 30 days of drinking AG1. Since I've started drinking it, I've noticed major changes in my gut health. I noticed less bloating. I overall just feel like my digestion has improved. I feel better. You can start with AG1 and notice the difference for yourself. It's a great first step to investing in your health, and that's why they've been a proud partner of the Big Boo Cast for so long. Try AG1 today and get their special offer of 10, yes, 10 free travel packs, y'all. This is such a deal. And a bottle of vitamin D3 plus K2 with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's a $67 value for free if you go to drinkag1.com/bigboo today. Check it out.
But I'm going tonight, my friend Tracy, you know, who is one of my college friends, Tracy and I are going over to our friend Wendy's house for dinner. And so that'll be some shenanigans and some, yes, and some laughs.
Oh, good.
So you know them both, of course.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. I do. Yeah, I would love to be there. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
So Tracy's going to come pick me up in a little bit. And I'm always, that's always a good time. So, yeah, you know, making the most of being in unexpected places and catching up with people and all that. And it's been good.
Yeah. Listen, the Sophie Hudson world tour is quickly coming to a close. It is.
Oh, listen,
you have journeyed, you have done, you have been everywhere. Listen, you've worn some darling dresses.
Thank you so much.
You just really have killed it on the dresses for every stop, for sure.
Now, I don't know if you watched the season premiere Saturday Night Live.
I did not. No,
David and Alex and Jackson stayed up to watch it. David didn't make it. David got through the cold open and was like, nighty night. I had been nighty night as soon as the Alabama game was over. I was like, I'm out. So, but I just want to say we did a Patreon episode last week where we talked about our favorite Saturday Night Live moments. And there was a moment in the cold open, which we knew that, you know, we knew that Maya Rudolph was going to be Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
What we didn't know was that Andy Samberg was going to come back to play Doug Emhoff.
Yes.
And when he walked out to teach me how to Dougie, it made me real happy. And then Dana Carvey came back to play Joe Biden. And listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen. So there were some memorable moments. I haven't watched the whole thing yet. But, I will say that when I was doing the show notes for that Patreon episode that we did, I thought, you know, I could do this for a part-time job. I could just look up all Saturday Night Live clips and share them with the internet. It makes me so happy. There's just so much funny over the years. So
no, it was so good. The show notes on that, I feel like that was the other part of my weekend, was like going through and just watching all those different skits that are linked in those show notes, because you forget how funny some of them are. Like they just, golly. I mean, it made me so happy.
And that you're cranking out that kind of funny on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
During the season. Like you're just, you know, like it's so funny when it happens, but guess what? The next morning you got to wake up and come up with something else.
Yeah. Yeah. A whole new show full of stuff. Cause I was even thinking that, like, cause I thought SEC Shorts today just killed it with their video for the week.
About how all the people are trying to help Georgia.
Yes, they're all trying to help Georgia, and that the cop, he was like, this is no conference for old men, you know? And you had the Ole Miss frat bro who was like, bruh, are we a fraud? Like, but I'm like, they have to stay up, because I'm like, you don't know how that's all playing out. So like Saturday night when we were nighty night, because we were exhausted from all the Alabama Georgia shenanigans, they have to figure out like what they're going to write and how they're going to make it funny and what they're going to highlight. I was like I'm so impressed with people that can come up with that kind of creativity in that short span of amount of time, you know?
100%. That's high pressure for sure.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So, okay. So is it time for five favorites?
Mm-hmm. time for five favorites, and we're going to kick it off with a book that I happened to read because I got an early copy, and so it doesn't come out until next week, but and we've recorded a Patreon episode with her that'll also be out next week. But this book is called The Plan by Kendra Adachi, and it's essentially her whole lazy genius philosophy applied to time management. Now, let me tell you something. Time management is not something that really interests me because my initial reaction is I'm so bad at it. Why does it matter? And but I also recognize it's something that I want to try to, you know, be decent at doing because And so there have been a couple of times when I've talked to Kendra about this book and I have said, but I'm so bad at it. And she immediately corrects me and says, no, you're not. You're not so bad at it. And I will say by the time I got to the end of this book, I was like, you know what? I'm not as bad at it as I have assumed that I was. I have different skills when it comes to time management, but they're still valuable. And it really, you know, not that I've like felt like I walked around with shame about my time management. I wouldn't take it that far. But I will say it helped me realize that there are ways that I'm kind of strategic that just don't necessarily line up with how we were taught to be time managers or more strategic when we were younger. It her whole system is so like if you can adapt it to suit your own strengths and like, and I love that kind of thing. Like if you give me some flexibility where I don't have, I can't stand doing the same thing the same way every time. Yeah. And so when you give me some flexibility, anyway, I really loved it because it was a subject that I thought I didn't understand at all. And listen, Kendra can explain things and she can come up with ways of analyzing things that I would never be able to. But just to be at the end, like, okay, I feel better about this because Kendra's helped me understand it better. I don't know. I really loved it. And that's, you know, I'm far from being an efficiency expert. I am probably terribly inefficient, but I'm not as bad at it as I thought. And I think it'll bring some freedom for some people as they read. So
anyway, okay, that's good. Really that's it. Good. I loved our conversation. I can't wait for people to get to hear that because I thought it was so good.
I know. So good. Okay. The second thing is this is right up our alley, Melanie, but one of our listeners told me about this. And so I ordered it immediately. It's from Ranger Station, one of our favorite candle companies. And it is the Noah Kahn Stick Season candle.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, I think you can imagine what's in a stick season candle. I think you can imagine what that scent profile might be. What we have here, we have a little Vermont pine. We have some, not just whiskey, but campfire whiskey, which means we got a little smoky smell in there. And then I don't know even what this smell is, but it says your favorite flannel. Okay. I don't care. It smells delicious. It's what I'm telling you. It smells like fall.
It's sold.
It's so good. And as soon as I got it, I took it to David and I was like, hey, smell this. And he was like, what is that? It smells fantastic. So
it's
going to be add to cart right now. Signature scent at the Hudson Home. I loved it a lot.
I'm in.
I also like that their candles have two wicks because you don't, you know, you need two wicks. Like, I don't like it when the candles get all wonky. So
that's for sure.
All right. So here's my next thing. And I mentioned this on Instagram over the weekend, but I did a Costco order on Saturday. And one of the things I got was they have two packs of this Motor City Pizza Company pepperoni pizza, frozen pizza.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. And I would have been so tickled by the people who replied to my Instagram story who are like, this is the only frozen pizza we eat in our house.
Oh, fascinating.
Okay. Do you remember when you would go to Pizza Hut, like in like 1988, and you would order a pan pizza? And it would come to your table and that sucker was, remember they had to bring it like with a metal hook thing over the side so they could hold it. And the crust around the edges, it would just sizzle because of the butter. This pizza does that in your very own oven. It comes, but it's not as thick as a pan pizza. It's a Detroit style crust. So it's a little thinner than that, but thicker than like a home style crust. I don't know what you call it.
Okay.
But But it comes with a little tray that you cook it in. And when you take it out of the oven, it's sizzling all the way around like crust is.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
It's a next level frozen pizza situation. And it comes in all kinds of different flavors. I just got the pepperoni, and Costco has a 2-pack, but at regular grocery stores, I think they just come in a single pack. But so I made one for David and me Saturday night, and I had some leftover salad from Friday night, and like a piece of that and some salad was a great fast meal. Mm-hmm. Then Alex and Jackson got to the house, and we had a little bit left over from ours, but I said, well, do you want me to make you a fresh one? And they said, sure. When I got up the next day, there was nary a piece of pizza left. Like they loved it. So it's great.
Okay. That sounds delightful.
So I think you and Perry would like it too. It's really good. Really good. Now, the next thing is your recommendation. You mentioned this when we did our Patreon episode about the things where we have like personal quests. And,
yes.
And one of yours was underwear.
Yes, it was.
And so this is all going to sound very weird, but we're just going to run with it. So I ordered the underwear that Melanie likes, except I got high cut instead of bikini. This is so much specific information, but it is fantastic.
Isn't it good?
I love it so much. Mm-hmm. It's so good. It's so affordable. But it's so comfortable. And so thumbs up to you for making that suggestion.
Yeah.
And I'm just as delighted as I can be to have discovered this at this stage in my life. I just didn't know what I was missing out on.
No, it's a game changer. I mean, I'm telling you, that was not a recommendation that I made lightly or without some thought. It is a game changer. Yeah. What I'm telling you.
Yeah. So thumbs up on that. And then the last thing is actually the dress that I wore last night. I ordered it from Anthropology. It's called the Daily Practice Play Oversized Dress. It's like a rugby style stripe. I got it in the blue and white. Let me tell you something. When I can wear a dress, like particularly a long dress, and I don't need a slip underneath, that's a win. That is the biggest of wins for me. But this thing is essentially, I mean, it's a good thick cotton, super comfortable, and it's oversized, but it's not like giant oversized. It's not like, you know, I think you can get your regular size in it. I don't know. Maybe read the reviews. Maybe people would say size down, but I got it in an extra large. I liked the way that it fit, which was that it touched me in my shoulders and nowhere else.
Yes.
If you like things more fitted, then maybe size down. But I have to say, it's so comfortable. And again, not to do the Martha thing, but I wore it last night with wedges, but you could wear it with some Chelsea boots. You could wear it with some sneakers. You could wear it with some mules. Like you could wear it in a variety of ways, but I really love it. And if it weren't such a memorable pattern, I would get it in the other color, but it's one of those, it's pretty distinctive. So
Well, it was darling. I thought it was so cute. So, it looked really cute. So, well, these are great 5 favorites. Thank you so much for these.
Well, you're so welcome. Just happy to serve, happy to spur, others on to just, better ways of enjoying their fall. So go get yourself some frozen pizza and light a candle. You know, it's 2024.
Wear a striped dress.
Yeah. Live it up. Live it up, everybody. Yep.
Party. It's party season. So
all
right.
I guess that's it for this week. I don't know where I'll be next week. I think maybe I'll be at home. I'm going to look at my calendar because I just need to know so I'm not confused. Yeah, I'll be at home next week. So
yeah, me too.
How about
I'm always at home. I'm always at home. So, but you know, whatever. But I will also be at home next week. So there you have it.
Well, thanks everybody for being here.
All right. Bye, y'all. Thanks for listening.